Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again. God, this is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. So happy to have you and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Yeah, the Commodore was in the background. Jesus is love. He always wants us to be successful. Regardless of what men and people say, God love you. Father, we thank you right now. God, stretch your hand of the limits. I say the hand of the work that he's trying to do against your people. Oh, God, you know you have all power in your hand to defend, to set free, to heal and deliver. Lord, we thank you at this time for being a part of our life. We thank God for it. Be able to be a part of your life and let us into your life. We thank you. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you and welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. Our desire is always to get your opinion and get your experience from the grassroots level. Amen. We are not able to give you a certificate. Amen. But we're praying, amen, that these programs can help strengthen you and keep you and guide you in the way of holiness and direction of success and prosperity in God's hand. Amen. We thank God for you. We ask you to, amen, to continue, amen, your walk with Christ, regardless of whatever come up or whatever goes. Amen. Continue your walk. Amen. We're discussing, amen, the abundant life. What is abundantly life? What is abundantly life? Amen. Jesus said, in St. John 14, amen, in St. John 10th chapter, that he come that he might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend that, amen, 855-236-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. This is the last part of the broadcast. We'll get ready always to go into prayer. But if you review these broadcasts again, amen, to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You'll find it's there, or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you'll find us there. amen, and follow our website. Amen. We can't give you a certificate, but we're praying. Amen. Like Proverbs said, that iron will sharpen iron. Amen. That a man will sharpen his friend countenance. Amen. In other words, whatever you have and I have, we'll put it together. Amen. We'll find a good recipe, and you understand some things maybe you didn't really understand before. Amen. It was very helpful to you. Proverbs 27:17 say, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. As well as Proverbs 24:6 says that a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Amen. What you have and I have and all the rest of us discuss the subject, and they give you understanding. Say, well, if I make this move, make this decision, amen, it's not only my decision, but the Holy Spirit had it quickened me and guided you, and you find that three or four people are doing the same thing. Amen. Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man who falleth down seven times, amen, and rises up again, amen, but the wicked shall be fall into mischief. God will help a just man. Amen. Not necessarily you go out and look for problems that will overthrow you. No, things can happen. God is right there with you in your decision making. And he will help you be bound again. Here's the story of Job. God helped him. Amen. And God always be with us. Always. Even to the end of the world. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly complete, equipped in all good works. Amen. God love you. God care for you. All scriptures. Amen. All scriptures. Amen. We're talking about all the Bible. The old Bible, we might say the old covenant and the new covenant. God has already upgraded. God has already upgraded, amen, the church. When God brought Jesus and Jesus upgraded the church, he upgraded, amen, the world, amen, how he will deliver his people. Amen. So the church is not behind. The church is an advancement. Amen. The church is advanced. Amen. Of God's work. Jesus advanced it. Amen. He upgraded it. So those that feel that the church is behind, no, the church is not behind. The church is not going back. Amen. To the old standard, the old doctrine, the old covenant. Amen. All when Jesus came on the scene and Jesus was born, that's when the church was upgraded, because Jesus brought the church. Jesus Christ, God's Son, brought in the church. Amen. He upgraded it. So those that have been discussing and talking to you about all the churches should do this, and you say, whoa, hold on. That was happening in the old covenant. Yes, God did come, amen, through his son, Jesus Christ, amen. Yes, he did. Jesus is proof of God's love. He is proof of God's walking and taking care of his people, amen. The book of St. Luke, here for a moment, because we're going to St. John, the 10th chapter, amen. We want you to see, amen, how God really upgraded, amen. He advanced his people and his church. Amen. St. John, the appearance of Jesus in Jerusalem when he rose from the dead, is no other religion, is no other gods, amen, can say, amen, that he can give eternal life, but God the Son. Jesus Christ, his Son, God's Son, amen, came to give of life. He rose from the dead. No other religion in this world and out of this world have the power to do that, but God himself through his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Those are St. John 24, St. Luke 24. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. Amen. They were concerned. Amen. In the body of Christ. And they were standing there. And look at 38th verse. And he said to them, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your heart? Amen. You will be troubled too. Jesus appeared. He came through the wall. Amen. We don't have no restraint anymore in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. We take it up at the 31st verse. Amen. And their eyes was opened and they knew him. He vanished out of their sight. Amen. And he said one to another, then our heart burned within us while we talked with him by the way and while he opened up us the scriptures. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. Amen. Saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and frightened and supposed they had seen a spirit. Amen. God, amen. They thought it was a spirit. No, but it wasn't a spirit. Amen, brother. And we're going to have it. We're going to have this glorified body that Jesus had. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do your thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, and I am myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not flesh and bones as you see me have. Amen. A spirit don't have that. Amen. And this is what you're going to have. Amen. Your body is precious to God. Amen. And when he had spoke thus, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said to them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them and said unto them, these are the words I have spoken to you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the psalmist concerning me. Amen. Jesus fulfilled everything. Amen. The church is upgraded. Amen. There was no church. Amen. Jesus brought the church. Amen. And he opened their understanding that they may understand the scriptures. Amen. And said unto them, thus is written, and behold, Christ to suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I sent you the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued with the power from on high. Amen. The church brought the power from on high. The church, amen, is upgraded, brethren. Amen. And those that want to go back to the old, amen, the old horse and buggy, amen, those want to go back to the old walking, and amen, let them go. Let them go, but don't let them take you back. Amen. God has upgraded his people. God has upgraded the church through his son, Jesus Christ. No church when Jesus came, but Jesus, when Jesus died, amen, he upgraded his people. Amen. So don't let anyone, amen, deceive you. And the world is full of deception now. That's one of the biggest things going on now. Identity theft, amen, lying, amen. And again, so that is at the top of the world today, amen. People that's lying all over, amen, and telling stories and things to make you deceive you, make you trick yourself, amen, make you feel that there is no God, there is no love, there is no help in this world. Amen. But be in good courage. God has upgraded. his people. Amen. So what we're about here, the doctrine of truth and its understanding, this communication, to bring about, amen, life and hope in God's people. Amen. From the grassroots level. Amen. With your experience, my experience, our family experience. Amen. And sometimes you know to do something, but Jesus said, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. You even get confirmation from others. Amen. Because you see they do that. They live that. Amen. Keeping God's commandments is the utmost desire of him for his people. Amen. Follow his rules and direction. Amen. Will help you get through this life and the life hereafter. And that's what God is about. Amen. We can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. We're going to read, amen, the Gospel according to John, 10th chapter. Jesus here is talking. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door of the door into the sheepfold, just climbing up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that is in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter open, and the sheep heareth his voice, and he calleth his sheep on by name, and lead them out." Amen. God and Adam started the name calling. Adam and Eve, amen. Adam, he told Adam, he brought animals to Adam. He said, "Adam, you name them. Whatever you name them, amen, will be accepted." Amen. So God started the naming. It began way back in the Garden of Eden. Amen. So God said that, amen, he called his own sheep by name. He knows your name. And he lead them out. He lead them out. He respect your thoughts. He respect your intelligence. Amen. When you come to him, he respect you. Amen. So he take time. That's what love do. Love respect one another. Amen. So what we have here at the fourth verse, amen, and when he put forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the shepherd follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. Amen. Spoke Jesus to them, but they understood not what things they was which he spoke to them. And he said unto them again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me of thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." And that's where we are. He might have life. Amen. That's salvation, being born again. And then you might have it more, amen, abundantly, amen. Living in this world, amen. God didn't come to stop you from living, amen. Jesus came that you might have joy. That's the fruits of the Spirit, joy, peace, and happiness, amen. He didn't come to cut you off, amen, make you a hermit, amen, cut the world off, and you can see the world laughing and having a good time. A lady told me that many years ago. Amen. Witnessing, say, you know what? Christians don't have fun. Christians don't have fun. And I was trying to reason with that. I didn't understand that. But throughout the years, amen, many people left Christianity, or they don't follow Jesus Christ as close as they should, because they feel they have to give up. They have to give up living. Amen. They feel that they won't have no friends, and they can't have a future in this world. Amen. Fifth chapter of Galatians says that, amen, that the fruits of the Spirit, amen, that's of God. Amen. The things of God, the fruits of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, God's people don't all the time suffer. No, God's people don't do that. It's not in the spirit of the Holy Spirit. It's not in God's the Holy Spirit that you suffer, and that you in you to become a Christian you have to suffer. No, amen. Conditions like now Jesus said, amen. The last days, these are the days of sorrow, amen. Of regret, and people regret that they didn't take the shot, amen. They're regretting that they should have did some things and come out from among certain people. They put all their opinions and their decision on themselves, amen. And because the enemy had taught them, and everybody was born in sin, so they was taught, amen, by the world, amen, that there's no thing as joy or peace, as suffering, amen, and this problems and conditions that you had to endure, amen. But it's not so. God love you. He care for you, amen. And that's what you're learning when you come to Christ, amen. Because of the Bible and those that have been there before you, amen, their job is to teach you, amen, what God wants you to know to help you live this world, amen, and enjoy. That's one part of the Spirit, amen. Joy, peace, long-suffering, amen. So Jesus wants you to have life. He wants you to have more abundantly. But the enemy will tell you, and the world religious will tell you, unless you come with them, you don't have joy. You don't have peace. Amen. Unless you continue to follow your own schedule, your own lifestyle, amen, and kind of mix it, amen, you won't have the love and joy and peace that you're supposed to have. And in other words, a long story short, amen, you should get a life. Amen. You should get a life. And that's what it's all about. God wants you to have a life. He wants you to be able to do something, amen, to encourage others, amen, to encourage others to be peaceful, be joyous in your living. Yes, you don't tell lies. If you got a headache, you got a headache. Amen. Yes, if you're hungry, you're hungry. Amen. If you stomp your feet, amen, you can say, ow. Amen. But you don't pretend, amen, that you don't have problems, you don't have situations, you don't have conditions. Amen. No. The whole world is going through now this virus. The whole world now is going through regrets and sorrows. Amen. But you have peace of mind, a peace of heart, and you don't have to sell out, amen, to keep friends. You don't have to sell out, amen, to be a part of the world, amen, because God wants you to, amen, have love. He wants you to have a light. This is what we're discussing, amen, amen, this abundant life. What kind of abundantly did God want you to live? What are you talking about abundance? Amen. We're talking about God wants you to have, amen, style, which is still holiness. Now, some think holiness is a certain religion. Amen. Godliness, amen, a godly life is a life that, let's say you're on 95, I-10, or whatever you might be, amen, and you know how to stay in your lane. You learn how to drive with other people in the road. Amen. When you first started out, it was type of a little nervous passing others. Amen. You know they learn to stay over a little, amen, 6-inch, 1-foot line. Amen. They have lines in the road. Amen. They learn, you know, when you see a car coming, they have learned that you're supposed to be on a certain part of the road. Some on the right-hand side, some part of the world, if we're driving on the left-hand side. But you know there are rules and regulations. the rules and direction. God set all that up in the beginning. Amen. He gave, amen, rules and regulations. Because in time of Noah, there was no rules and regulation. There was no rules and regulation. And the enemy exploited that. Amen. There was no Hollywood, only two people in the whole world. And he still, amen, worked with that against men's knowledge. So the enemy picked your knowledge. What you have, what you have learned, unless you be led by the Spirit of God, say, no, amen. You have to understand, amen, this person been there before you. This lady been there before you. These people are trying to keep you, amen, in a safe direction, a safe zone, that you don't have to get all the scratches and bumps on your car. Amen. You don't have to be all bent up, amen, all the time. Amen. Those, you can see the ones that are coming, that are crossing the line ahead of you. You know how to get out of the way. Amen. So with abundant living, there's rules and regulation. There's rules and regulation. Maybe you didn't live with rules and regulation in the beginning. You just didn't care. It was all about you. It was all about yourself. All about what you thought. And all about what the world had said. All about what the idols and the people you saw. Amen. How they live and how they got where they, you thought they was at. Physically, you saw, but you didn't know what they was thinking mentally. How they been, amen, demons moving them and harassing them mentally. Amen. So God wants you to keep his commandments. He wants you to walk upright in his word. Amen. Be led and guided in his word. Amen. And don't steal from your neighbor. Lying and killing and whatever it takes, amen, not worshiping all of this, that's what you call righteous living. That's what you call righteous living, amen. When you live righteously, amen, you keep God's commandments. You respect your neighbors, amen. You respect your brothers and sisters' wishes, amen. You live among your brethren, amen, and you still can. If they're not worshiping idols, where you bow down and you sell out your food, your clothes, your family, you give money to support of these things that you know is not a part of God. And that's where you have to separate. You can still go to sports events. You don't have to gamble, curse, or drink, or smoke. Amen. You still can be a part of, amen, parks, picnics, cookouts, amen, beach activities, amen, vacations. You can still be a part of travel, but it's a way that you carry yourself to represent that you are a representative of the kingdom of God. You can still laugh, amen. You can still, amen, be a part of investing. You can still be a part of living a healthy life, but you have to understand, amen, God come that you might have that. God come that you can be free from all these other hindrances, amen, that you feel you had to get involved in to have a joyous life. So that's where we are. That's where we are. Hobbies, there are clean hobbies out there. There are things you can do without worshiping. Worshiping is where you got to do it. You spend more time in it. Amen. What you spend more time in above God, amen, that you have no other gods before him. Pleasure, it can be a god to some. Amen. Amen. Thing that is above your relationship with Jesus Christ, you can sit down, amen, on your paperwork, draw two things, your activity. Sit down and write this. Your activities, and which activity that you're using are you doing more of? Amen. That's what you're worshiping. Amen. So when you go to the ballpark, if you go to the ballpark 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, amen, the Spirit of God is going to say, this is too much. The Holy Spirit, he's a leader and he's a guider. So God can have that you can go to the ballpark, but you can worship. Amen. And witness to other people. Amen. You can have little things that people know when you're Christian or not. You don't have to go out there and curse at the ballpark, drink and smoke and amen and curse and fight. Amen. He knows, and the Spirit of God knows, and the world knows, there's something different about you. Amen. So to have abundant life, you need to get a life. We can break it down like that. You need to get a life. Amen. You go to church, you go to your Bible study, amen, and you pray a life of prayer life, amen. You get up in the morning, you pray, amen. You go and pray like Daniel, you get up in the morning and pray. You can pray all day long, Paul say. Have a conversation. But you still can have, you might be a part of a sewing group. You might be a part, amen, of a fishing group, amen, a golfing group, tennis group, amen. But you still can have Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. He wants you to mingle. Amen. He says, go and be a witness. So as you're witnessing, amen, as you go out among others, you know there's a restriction, amen, in certain areas you should not go. You know you should not hang out at the horse track drinking liquor and cursing, be among other people. Because they, you know, spirits know spirits. They can tell when a righteous person come around and sit down beside them, and they know, amen. So you don't want nothing to grieve your spirit, to grieve you, amen, for being a Christian. So you want to say, well, you know, can I go to the horse track? It might be a possibility. But if you've been a big gambler, you shouldn't go to the horse track. Amen. So God come that you might have life. He don't want you to hide out in your room, go to church, and go back home and hide out and don't associate with nobody. No, that's not Christianity. That's not abundant life. Amen. God wants you to be joyous. He wants you to laugh. He wants you to take trips, go fishing, be a part of the world. But show them Jesus in you. Show Jesus in you. Amen. If you're not ready, amen, to go in certain places where you know that you used to be involved in, don't go. Don't go. Above all, God come that you might be free. Amen. He come that you might have joy. Amen. You can sing gospel songs. Amen. You can learn music. You can learn to drive. Amen. He wants you to live. You can want to fly an airplane, go to learn how to fly an airplane. Amen. If you want to drive a car, learn how to drive a car. Amen. He don't want you to just hide your life. Amen. God did not come to take your joy from you. He came to add joy in your life. He came to add joy. Amen. He came to add peace. Can they add peace? Amen. So we're talking about get a life. Above all, brethren, just boil it down. Just get a life. That's what Jesus Christ come that you could get a life. Amen. Maybe you was a grumpy. Maybe you was a jealous person. Maybe you was an arguing person. You was a high-minded. And God wants you to come out of that prison. Amen. He wants you to come out of that being worried down with things. Oh, you can't trust nobody. You don't care about nobody. He wants you to come out of that prison. Amen. It is a prison. Amen. It's a mental. Through the Holy Spirit, reading the Word of God, you'll learn another language. That's why the Holy Spirit come that we have. You can speak in other tongues. Tongues is nothing but language. It's nothing but language. Look it up in a dictionary. It means language. And everybody that, amen, during the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, all those people that say they was a part of a religion, they say all from all different countries, they was there on the Pentecost. It was a big holiday, spiritual holiday. And God, to all of those different people in their language, amen, through Peter, amen, all of them heard God speaking to them in different languages, amen. As you become in Christ and begin to read your Bible and study your Bible, you'll find, amen, your language will change. Where you was talking hip-hop and slang and, amen, hey, big dog, hey, long head, hey, you know, calling people out of their name, calling people all kind of problems. Amen. I know, and you know, if you used to begin to study, and some of you might be in it, and all these nicknames and people, all names come up, amen, and witchcraft and other things. They hide their real name because people would throw all kind of curses on them. They want to know what your name is and where you live at. The people used to hide that. They say, oh, man, what's your name? Tree. My name, Tree. We live down at the rock by the tree, by the ocean. Because they go to the witchcraft worker, amen, say, oh, I want you to put a curse on a tree down there by the ocean. So they hide all these nicknames, all these birthmarks, all that, amen. God come to what, all of that stuff is no good no more. As you begin to read the Bible, it changed your mind. It changed your mind. It gave you a peace of mind. Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. As you begin to work in God and learn and read his word, amen, and pray to him, amen, the God of heaven and earth, amen, through Jesus Christ, amen, he began to, what, heal your mind. Isaiah 61, he said, I come, amen, take away heaviness, amen, take the burdens, amen. He, God began to take away. When God take away, he give back. You don't leave no void. Amen. If God took some from you, amen, he gave back a veteran. The church came to upgrade your life, brethren. The church is an upgrade through Jesus Christ. Those that want to say, well, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, say, hey, listen, hold on, my friend. I'm upgraded. I'm with Jesus. I'm in the church. And, well, with Moses and the prophets, yes, yes. God upgraded me. God upgraded me. I'm part of the church. I'm a part of his son. His son. His son come and brought the church. The church is an upgrade. Amen. It's new. It's new. Amen. So you don't have to carry that work ethic to be a part of God's family. You don't have to carry that. Amen. We get ready now to go into the what we call the part of the program where we have you and you. Amen. Those of you who came in for the first time, we thank God for all the board. We thank God for the studio being crowded. We thank God for you. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. We'll have the area code on the last 4 digits. Amen. On your phone. And we won't call your name. All right. We're at 561-1413. 561.
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody. God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
Yes, sir. I just like to say that's a beautiful topic, abundant life. Amen. That motivates me to exercise my faith, exercise my gift, because the song say, I got a new walk, I got a new talk, and it's just a blessing we could be in this world, but we don't have to be involved in the things that are unwholesome in this world. But God, like you say, God wants us to be happy. Amen. He gives us the fullness of joy. So that's my take. I want to have joy, because if I have joy, that means nothing on this world that the enemy can throw at me, you, any saint on this line can destroy us, because we have the fullness of joy. We don't lack nothing. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, man of God.
Bless you.
And Holy Spirit brought my memory that said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. You know, when you're out there thinking on God, many of you can verify that. Yeah, many of you got your mind in the church, got your mind on what's happening and what you're going to do and reading. Amen. You have joy and peace. Amen. People looking at you, maybe you be singing a song. That's joy. Amen. You don't have to be in the four walls to have joy. Amen. You can be out there cooking hamburgers, and that's what God wants you to do. The abundant life. He wants you to get a life. And that's what we're trying to break it down. Do something. Just don't be a hermit and hide out. All right. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about. Amen. You probably had a hobby, a godly hobby. Amen. A godly little activity he used to do, amen, helping people. Maybe he used to be a giver. And he really found joy. Sometimes when you first, a baby come to Christ, amen, and you really don't know what God wants you to do. Do you want God want you to quit all your job and hide out? No, he don't want you to quit your job. You got to support your family and home. Don't quit your job. Don't quit your family and home. Amen. And just live in the church. No, that's not Christianity. Amen. Jesus took his disciples. They went everywhere. They went all over. They speak. They talk. Amen. They fish. They work. Amen. Jesus, wherever he went, he went and sit down and have dinner and, amen, and lunch with people. He called him a wine bibber because he sat down and talked with people. But God wants you to get a life. Amen. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. Maybe someone else can break it down a little bit more. Amen. And bring out a question. Amen. You can always, amen, call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. The doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. Maybe some activities that you thought, say when you come into Christ, he'll let you know if you involve in activities that taking up too much of your personal time, when you can't read or pray, support your family, your home, amen, and you bow down, amen. The enemy don't want you to be free, amen. That's not God. Mentally too, he don't want you. He wants you to worry about this, worry about that. That's not God. Amen. The Bible says, Matthew 7:7, seek and you shall find, regardless of whatever it is, it's out there. It's out there. It's out there, brother. All right, press one on your phone. We're in the studio, and that's how this program works. We hear from you and you. Amen. And we call your area code and your last four digits. Amen. We're talking about, amen, what you should do when you leave the church. Where you should go when you leave the church. Where you should go when you stop working. When you work, some of you work for yourself, some of you work, amen. What do you do? Amen. Did God approve of you, amen, to sit down and up on a tree and read the book? God approve of you taking a vacation? God approve of you going to recreation parks, buying and shopping? What activities? What activities? Amen. Amen. All right. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. And you might have not only been saved, and amen, he directing you in holy living. Some people misinterpret holy living. It's not a religion. It's a God living. All right. We have 561. 5981. That's four digits, 5981.
Good evening. I'm enjoying this lesson on tonight, Abundant Life, you know, and a lot of the things you're saying, I tell you, it's really helpful, because a lot of people don't understand, just because you're saved, that doesn't mean you can't enjoy life. You know, we are in this world, but we have to be of this world. And it's a lot of times we don't have to walk around with 30-pound cross on our neck and all this kind of stuff. The Bible said, let our light shine so other men will see and our good work. So it's our life living that can affect people. And we don't have to tell them who we are. They know that we are a child of God by the way how we act and the way we carry ourselves. So I enjoying this lesson on tonight, Abundant Life. God intends for us to enjoy this world. That's why he created it, for us to enjoy. God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Amen. And sometimes you hear the expression, which is true. You think about it. You might be the only Jesus people see. Some don't go to church. They've been tied up in, wrapped up in other religions, amen, and they don't even know about Jesus Christ. They maybe they heard about Jesus Christ, but they never really seen anyone, amen, go play horseshoes and be cursing and drinking liquor, seeing somebody that's going to the beach, amen, they'll figure that you shouldn't go to the beach or you shouldn't go fishing. You the only Jesus, they probably see. You're the son, child of God, son of God. All right, God bless you. All right, if anyone else, we can press one on your phone and thank God. Anyone put their little input in, amen, and that's what we do here, Doctrine of Truth. We want to hear from each and every one. All right, then we had another caller. Amen, we're still at the same caller. 561-5981. Are we still there? Okay. All right, we're talking about abundantly. Religion is something you do constantly. You constantly, if you do it above the commandments, thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen. And God knows you can easily slip into, amen, worshiping things without even being aware of it. That's what the Spirit of God does. He lets you know that you're doing something, amen, that he's not approving of, or you're taking up too much time. He can be supporting yourself. You can be supporting yourself. Amen. Amen. The enemy wants you to criticize the church. He wants you to talk against the church. Amen. The church taking up my time. Oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. Sometimes the church schedules sometimes 3 hours or less. Amen. Bible study, it's that gathering. It's that gathering. Amen. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. And we are talking about abundant living. Abundant living. Abundant life. Amen. Amen. You might feel that, well, should I be a part of a sowing circle? It might be little simple things. It might be simple things. Oh, yeah, you can do it. Some, when people come into Christ, amen, they have to have the church. The church should be just by the mothers of the church and the men of the church. Amen. The fathers of the church. Teach the young ladies. Amen. Paul said that the lead Timothy, Paul was telling Timothy, have the older ladies to teach the young ladies how to take care of their house and guard their house. Amen. Older men, teach the young men how to take care of their families and support their families first. Amen. And so there's a lot of accountability in there. Amen. All right. Abundant living. You can have life and have it more abundantly. And we know that there, those of us that came out of a certain religion, amen, knows, amen, these false Christs and false churches want all your time, want all your energy, want to take up all your vacation time, your sick days, your amen. No. There's a certain time you still have to have time for your family, your home, amen. That's what teaching the young ones, amen. The Bible said, train them up in the way they should go. Amen. When they get old, want to part. Many young people, when they come to Christ, when they go to college, and they get out of high school, amen, they feel like they're free now. No more church for them. No more school, nowhere. They're free to run now. But that is not what God's saying. So we as our older men and our older women, we have accountability. We have to show them, amen, how to live this life without to be of it, destroying themselves. Press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. We probably take two or three more callers. Maybe what do you do? Or what God has, amen, has led you out of? Amen. He don't take nothing away that he don't put back, make it better. He make things better. Amen. Amen. God come to, amen, make things better. We're not in the Old Testament. Amen. God has upgraded the church. Church, we have an upgrade. Amen. There was no church. Amen. It was the Old Covenant. Jesus came and upgraded and brought Christianity through his teaching, his guiding. God's Son upgraded the worship service, the upgraded living. Amen. He took us out of the dungeons and the alleys, and amen, and gave us joy, gave us a peace of mind. Amen. We're talking about what should you do when you leave the church. Where should you go? Amen. What are some of the things you have seen others do? One of the problems we have now and sometime is being pastors and elders. Amen. The enemy is saying that the virus is too much in the church. So, but you can go down to the grocery stores, the gas stations, the parks, the movies, and there's no virus in that, you know, restaurants. But when it comes down to the church, they don't have no faith for that. And that's a lie. That's a lie. The same faith, the same protection, the same joy and peace that you have, amen, your daily living, on your job, you can have that same faith in God. Same faith in God. All right, Jesus said, I come that they might have life. He upgraded us, came to, he advanced us. Amen. If you can testify, when you came to Christ, amen, now you're more bold. Amen. You're seeking more now. Amen. All right, we at 561-5981. That's 4 digits, 5981.
My mind was taking me back a little bit. You were saying, what can we do after we leave church? And my mind take me back into the days, there's time when people would be sick and everything. And back in the days, after church was over, they would go out, get a group, go visit the one who was sick, or go help them clean the house. Those days are, so there's plenty of things that we can do. You know, so, you know, there's a lot that we can do after church. You know, so, but you have to have that, love of God. And there's nowadays seem like, even if you're sick, when you come back to church, your sister may say, oh, we miss you. But now, how many have took time to go? A lot of time they'll go to a restaurant to eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and back in the days, our mothers and grandmothers, they used to go visit to find out where our friends, where our members are. So it's plenty of work that we can do for God. Amen.
All right. Very good. Amen. Very good. Very good. Amen. We love our brother. Amen. The love is what you do, not what you say. Amen. It's what you do. Amen. You find that when you begin witnessing and sharing and giving a part of your life to others, amen, you find some joy that you never thought of. Amen. You forget about yourself. Amen. You'll find yourself. That's what Jesus said. You lose your life, you gain your life. Amen. You gain your life. You begin to see things that you never thought you, opportunities. Amen. Those of you who understand, when you go out witnessing, amen, you see cars. People have cars and trucks and airplanes and things that they have, and you might need one. And you couldn't find it, but you go out witnessing, doing God's work. Amen. All right, press one on your phone. We're getting ready. I think we can take two more, maybe one more, because we're going to go in prayer. Amen. We're going to go in prayer for our listening and also our brothers and sisters. Amen. It's going through this virus. Amen. God, give us a peace of mind. And let's thank God for salvation. Always, always, always. First, get God in your life. Get God in your life. Amen. Everybody waiting for the, I'm going to wait to go to church. I'm going to wait to accept Christ. I'm going to wait to get the shot. I'm going to wait to go to the doctor. They waited too long. They waited too long. Amen. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior now. Amen. Things are now, Jesus said, perilous times. And perilous time is here. All right, we're going to get ready to go into prayer. Those that want to pray for our listeners. Pray for those that are young in Christ. Maybe pray for those that are sick, of course. Amen. Pray for those that have not accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior. your Lord and Savior, because he's the one. Amen. He's preparing a better place for us. And he knows there will be no viruses in heaven. In this new earth and new heaven, there'll be no viruses there. No viruses there. No riots. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Shooting. Oh, no, no, no. Amen. All right, press one on your phone, brother. We're going to have prayer. We're having prayer. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Just press on your phone. Amen. All right, we're at 561-1413. Bless you.
Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the coming together, the communion of the brethren. Lord, we thank you for abundant life, abundant living. Lord, we just thank you for life, health, and strength. And we thank you for a wherewithal. We thank you for submerging into your word like never before. We thank you, Lord, for just continuing to keep us, Lord. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the leaders, Bishop Poole, and everyone on the line that desire to be an ambassador, a child of the King, a salt in this earth, a light that shineth on a hill that can't be hid. Lord, we just want to give you the praise and ask you to continue to guide us, Lord, as we further along into this battle of beliefs in the world. Amen. And our beliefs in you is going to stand above all beliefs. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. One more prayer. All right, 561-5981. Go right ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you again saying thank you. Thank you for this day. For this is the day that you've made. You said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we want to thank you for this ministry of Bishop Poole. But it is a forbidden type of teaching, a type of teaching that we need in these last days. Father, we pray and bless those listeners. Bless those, oh God, that's sick. Bless those that are in the hospital. Bless those, dear God, so that someone will hear the word and turn their life over to God and say, Lord, I yield, I yield, I yield. I can't hold out no longer. Let them understand that we can live and still be happy in this world. We can live a Christian life. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, we came out from our heart, past master. But Jesus come that we might have life. I have it more in the blood, more abundantly. God bless you. Amen. Father, we thank you now. Let's stretch your hand of deliverance. Lord, we stand together. Now we interceding for those that are sick, interceding for those that with heavy burdens. Oh, God, loose the burdens. Going to Isaiah 61. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, you the Christ, you the anointed one. Oh, God, you have upgraded the church. Lord, you brought us into a new way of life. Amen. We can walk in this world. We don't have to be of this world. Amen. Touch the brothers and sisters. Give them the understanding. Amen. That they have the power to endure and to hold out. Amen. Until we meet again next time. Amen. God love you. God care for you. Amen. Pray one for another. And this is Bishop Poole signing out. God bless you.
through temptation with you.